The following is another Platter Radio presentation. PlatterPreps.com presents High School Wrestling. Today, it's the third annual state dual tournament in Kearney. High School Wrestling on Platter Radio is brought to you by PlatterPreps.com.
Yeah, and I wouldn't anticipate to see Loud fool around. He's going to end this thing as quick as he can and punch his ticket.
Connor has come right out, got the takedown, and Loudson has put him up in a cradle.
That's it, Doug. He gets the pin. You see Connor Loudson, look at his head. Lots of excitement there for Bob Snow.
Connor Loudson wins it in 43 seconds. Connor is on to the Parade of Champions.
Millard South, Omaha Scutt, O'Neill, and Amherst all claimed team titles in Omaha last weekend. Today they will attempt a sweep in the state duels. All the action is coming next as Central Nebraska's best wrestling coverage continues. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join sports director Doug Dune and Larry Baker live from the UNK Health and Sports Center right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon, everyone, from the University of Nebraska at Kearney Health and Sports Center. The 2015 Nebraska State High School Wrestling Duels continue on now into the trophy round. Doug Duda, Larry Baker, our producer-engineer Caleb Henry, we've been here all day, been on ESPN Radio, now switching over for the championships here on Classic Hits 98.9. Up next, the third and fifth place matches, and then at 7 o'clock tonight, we'll be bringing you the championship duels, and we will set where we're at here in just a couple of moments as they are starting to get the teams on the mats here to flip the coin and get the duels underway. We will start at 113 pounds. Amherst is in the finals, and we will see many area teams here. Kearney, Hastings, and Grand Island all in this round. Grand Island Northwest, Central City all in this round. And the featured duel during this round, Larry, Kearney will take on Grand Island, and Kearney ran into a buzzsaw in Millard South. They're the number one team here. The seeding didn't play that out, but just by watching the first two rounds, they're the number one seed. And Grand Island, a very close four-point loss to Omaha Burke.
Yeah, Millard South sitting on all cylinders here, Doug, today, no doubt about it. Grand Island loses the tough one to Burke shorthanded, and it is a big duel. Not only, you know, at one point in the season, we thought this might be the state final duel, Kearney-Grand Island. Lots of history there. Lots of dislike there. It will be a good duel. I can assure you of that.
Kearney High got the day going with a win over Hastings, avenging the loss to the Tigers in the Flatwater Fracas final, and they did it pretty convincingly. Of course, Hastings' team different today than it was back then, but Kearney High still won it 48-20.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting to see here what happens with the lineups. We saw if both these teams had to shuffle that lineup quite a bit, trying to get to the finals. They don't get to the finals. And now there's a lot on the line. Third does matter, I can assure you of that. But beating Kearney or beating Grand Island, depending on the singlet you wear, absolutely matters.
Then you have what's going on in some of the other matches. So we'll see how things all break down here. But we've had some pretty good matches, and we will also tell you that all four teams that won the state team title last week in Omaha are in the dual finals here today, and I think that's the first time that's happened.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, Class B, where Grand Island Northwest is going to wrestle for fifth and sixth out there after that miraculous comeback. I've never seen anything like it in wrestling. I don't think I probably ever will. 33-0. And come all the way back to win. And then, of course, Central City is going to wrestle Battle Creek for fifth and sixth as well, Doug.
Also got some other sportings going on today. The Tri-City Storm will try and sweep Sioux City this weekend. They won 4-3 in overtime last night. That's tonight at 7:05 on the Breeze. Kearney High basketball. The boys are at Omaha Central on ESPN 1460, tipping off at 5:30. Also, the Hastings women fell today to Concordia, 67-60 in the GPAC semifinals. The UNK women, a winner over Central Oklahoma. They might have to go right back there for the conference tournament opener on Tuesday night. And the UNK men are up 58-50 over Central Oklahoma midway through the second half. Nebraska basketball has the day off. UNK wrestling is at the MIAA championships. Nebraska and Hastings have the wrestling weekend off. So that's where we're at. We'll take a break, get the wrestling going. Third and fifth place matches when we return.
Lincoln Business Travelers. There's actually a way to gain an hour both directions on your next trip. It has nothing to do with time zones and everything to do with flying from the Lincoln Airport. When you fly from Lincoln, you'll gain at least an hour by not driving to Omaha. So when you're checking flights, click nearby cities. You'll find Lincoln airfares can be very competitive. And after all, it's not like you're earning frequent driver miles. Check LNK every time you fly. Lincoln Airport. Fly home, be home.
DeMilico is your one stop for your screen printing, embroidery, and promotional needs. Family reunions, construction companies, and softball teams all look better after a trip to DeMilico and Kearney. Good luck, wrestlers. From DeMilico Sports Fashions, just south of the 2nd Avenue overpass in Kearney.
Go see Carl and the gang at Stadler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you get. Best of luck, wrestlers.
Your BP dealer in Gibbon and Kearney is Clevenger Farm Products. We would like to wish all the area wrestlers and coaches best of luck. Call today for a CFP fuel card. With Express Gas, you can pay at the pump 24 hours to better serve you.
High school wrestling brought to you in part by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer Seed Professional. The great seeds to success for a better yield start with Pioneer Seeds and Craig Weeches. Well, let's get things underway here in the third and fifth place matches. And Larry, Kearney and Grand Island already underway.
Yeah, and Colton Silva's going to take the mat for Grand Island against Salvador Aguirre. For Kearney, and Silva gets the quick takedown. Silva's 14-25 as a freshman, kind of in and out of the lineup. And of course, we know Salvador Aguirre is their guy as a sophomore. And quick takedown for Silva, and he's got a wrist and he's looking for back points. Doug, there's only 40 seconds left in the first period.
Hastings has sent out Tyson Gatto against Ben Hallett of Papillion La Vista, and Hallett with the early takedown.
Yeah, Gatto's got to get going here. He's getting rode hard there on the bottom, Doug.
We've already had a pair of forfeits in the Battle Creek Central City match. So we started at 113. We forfeited at 13-20. And so it's 6-6, and Troy Vanderheiden has a 2-0 lead for the Bison here in the first period at 126.
Salvador Aguirre gets the quick take, or excuse me, escape there, Doug, right at the end of the period. And Silva's still back in on a leg. 5 seconds left. Going to be a scramble for points here. And they're worth so much at the end of a period. No points there, boy. If there's two more seconds, Silva was going to get another one.
Plattsmouth getting a quick win over Grand Island Northwest. So Devin Schmidt of Grand Island Northwest is out there at 120 pounds in his match against Plattsmouth. Justin Williamson, scoreless through the first minute.
Yeah, what a consolation prize. You get that big win if you're Northwest, and now you get Plattsmouth, holy moly, who got third last week. Great job by Devin Schmidt there to get the takedown. Colton Silva's going to get his choice. Doug, he's going to go down. He does a great job moving here and gets out right away. He's going to get the escape, and he's in deep on a leg right now on Salvador Aguirre. I wish Kearney was wearing some yellow, and I wish Grand Island had some purple and some gold. This blue and white and black does makes no sense to an old-school Kearney-Grand Island guy.
Well, and there's not the quick change of the singlets here today like sometimes you'll see in different sessions and different tournaments.
Yeah, that's right. Over here, Doug, Hallett's up 5-0 now on Gatto, and going to be 7-0 now with a reversal. Gatto's got to get off the bottom here. His arms are getting ridden tough. He's going to get turned again, I think. Big takedown there for Salvador Aguirre to tie that thing at 3, Doug. Colton Silva's going to need to find his way out. 30 seconds left in the period. There, it looks like he's going to get the escape. So he's going to be 4-3, 30 seconds left in the second period Colton Silva leading of Grand Island, leading Salvador Guayra Kearney.
Back over to the Devin Schmidt match for Grand Island Northwest in the Class B fifth place match. They are tied 2-2 at midway or through the first period here. Had a little stoppage of time. They are neutral, 2-2, Schmidt and Williamson.
Yeah, and down there at 126 pounds, Vanderheiden is putting it to Steve Freisch of Battle Creek. He's got him on his back and with over a minute left right in the center.
This is a 2-2 match before that takedown and before that three-point near fall that will be awarded.
Oh, Tyson Gatto is in big trouble again. He got off his back there, but, oh, he had both arms tied behind him there. And there's the pin for Troy Vanderheiden. 49 seconds left in the second period.
So a winner in 3-11. Troy Vanderheiden gives Central City a 12-6 lead over Battle Creek. But as we know, Battle Creek's men are in the upper weight classes with the Dieger trio.
Yeah, Colton Silva here's. They're going to say no. They're going to put Aguirre back down. Salvador Aguirre looked like he'd gotten out. They said he stepped out of bounds first, so Colton Silva's still going to be on top. 1:35 left in that, with Silva leading 4-3.
Devin Schmidt gets a takedown here for Northwest, but just as quickly, Williamson gets the escape for Plattsmouth. So 4-3, Schmidt with 40 seconds to go in the second period.
Yeah, and isn't it amazing, Doug? Justin Williamson, 12-10, wrestling Devin Schmidt tough.
Tyson Gatto over there for Hastings continues to trail as they will go to the third period, 7-1. Gatto down to Ben Hallett.
Yeah, and he hasn't wrestled much, Gatto hasn't, or at least according to track wrestling. I'm sure he's got more than two matches on this season.
Gatto, the 120-pounder, sliding down to 113. Schmidt in on another shot over here, right on the edge of the mat here. Nothing been awarded, and off the mat they'll go with 9 seconds to go in the period. 4-3, Northwest. Out there for Central City, it will be Jeremiah Dickinson against 38-8 senior Chase Osborne. 40-4 Dickinson, the state runner-up, gets the early takedown.
Yeah, and over here, Colton Silva now. Doug, this thing's down to 25 seconds left. Aguirre has not been able to get out. I can assure you Kearney thought this was not a toss-up. This would be a match they'd win with possible bonus points. You're talking about a kid that's 14-25 and Silva wrestling one of your regulars. 10 seconds left in this match, and Silva's just a leech on top right now.
And Grand Island's going to win the opening match by a score of 4-3.
Oh, it's not going to make the Bearcats very happy. Look at Joey Morrison, the shirt's completely untucked out there, the head coach for Grand Island. He's standing there. The shirt he was tucked in looked good all morning, and I tell you what, you get beat in the semis, and it'll change things in a hurry.
So a great job there. Back over here to the Devin Schmidt match. He will get an escape to start the third period. He now leads Williamson 5-3 in the fifth place match in Class B. In on a shot, but again, it's on the edge of the mat. And he will get the two-point takedown before they come off the mat. So Schmidt's up 7-3. Dickinson down here for Central City, continuing to ride off the early takedown, leading it 2-0 over Osborne. And now he's been able to turn Osborne. He's getting the count in short time here.
He's going to net one out of that. He's going to get three near fall, but he's going to give up the two escape.
So the reversal to come back on that, it's 5-2 Dickinson after one period over Osborne.
And down here we've got Skyler Schmidt for Grand Island Senior High wrestling Jordan Bober. This really should be a great match with these guys. Sure they've seen each other through the year, but both of these guys are two pretty top-flight juniors for each program.
Schmidt finishing third at the state meet last week for Grand Island. Very impressive performance by Skyler Schmidt. For Hastings now, after the loss by Tyson Gatto, and he ends up getting pinned in the third period, it will be Joel Smith against 37-12 senior Mike Conley of Papillion La Vista.
Yeah, there's a lot of good hand fighting down there with Skyler Schmidt and Jordan Bober. This is what you like to see. I mean, these guys now are wrestling, their last match of their season, Doug. both these men will come back next year, but you like to see that high-paced, frenetic hand fighting and looking to keep good position and score.
And after another flurry, it looks like Devin Schmidt is going to get the win here for Grand Island Northwest over Justin Williamson of Plattsmouth. He'll win it by a score of 8-5 in his final high school match. Devin Schmidt wins his final high school match here for Grand Island Northwest, 8-5 over Justin Williamson of Plattsmouth.
Yeah, that's a nice win there. It's a good way to go out. No doubt about that. Dickinson's still in a heck of a fight down here with Osborne. It's 5-3, Doug. 40 seconds left in the second period.
For Hastings, Joel Smith has been taken down, and now some back points have been awarded to make it 4-0 late in the first period. Smith trailing here for Hastings. The first period comes to an end between Bober of Kearney and Schmidt of Grand Island. No score. And it'll be Schmidt to take bottom in the second period on choice.
Yeah, and they're still on their feet. 20 seconds left, 5-3 with Dickinson of Central City. He's taking a couple pretty good shots, but he wants to live on the edge. Osborne went almost all the way to the center, and Dickinson just stayed on the edge, and Osborne had to come back out to wrestle him on the edge. He doesn't want to wrestle in the center at this point.
Wyatt Lilienthal, the 24-17 senior from Northwest against Reed Pfeiffer of Plattsmouth. And Pfeiffer, only a two-loss junior, state rated, takes him right to his back here. And it looks like this is going to be over as quickly for Reed Pfeiffer of Plattsmouth. In on the takedown, close to finishing it with a pin.
Really close.
Over here, Dickinson chooses bottom for Central City to start the third period, up 5-3. And back over at Northwest, there is the pin. 38 seconds, Lilienthal is defeated by Pfeiffer of Plattsmouth. And Plattsmouth will be up 12-3 now on the dual score.
Yeah, and Skyler Schmidt's got a 1-0 lead over Jordan Bober of Kearney. 1 minute left in the second period. Bober's in on a leg. Skyler Schmidt completely fights it off. Schmidt does a great job with that position there to fight that off.
Mike Conley has controlled the second period, first period into the second period here against Hastings' Joel Smith, as he's got a reversal and a three-point near fall to go up 9-0 now with a minute and a half to go in the second period, does Conley over Smith.
Yeah, and down here, Schmidt and Bober, they're still just fighting it out, 30 seconds left. This thing has been, both guys have been right on the edge of scoring the whole match, Doug. 20 seconds left, they're just going to back up and move back to the center there. They finally blew the whistle. Bober was having a heck of a time with his headgear. That makes a lot of sense.
17 seconds remaining over here for Grand Island Northwest Phoenix. Kalinske against Ludwig of Plattsmouth, and Ludwig has taken Kalinske down to his back. 2-point takedown, 3-point near fall.
And Dickinson now starting to open things up. 7-3 lead now. He's scored 4 big points there. Got a reversal and then a tilt, wrist tilt to his Osborne's back.
And we'll go to the third period. And how about this? Bober chooses both up instead of taking down in a 1-0 match, correct?
Yeah, and I don't blame him a bit, Doug. There's about 3 of these guys right here in a row with Grand Island that have been really good on top today. I don't blame
Schmidt
him
in on a single immediately here. He'll sweep the leg, get the takedown, and Schmidt now up 3-0.
And that kills you because you should have chose down, right? Because now you're down. Now you are down. And you had to give up 2 points to get there.
I'm still, as much wrestling as I've watched, I'm still a novice in a couple of these real deep. I mean, it's like, you know, we can criticize football because we all think we know football,
sure,
or basketball. But wrestling, unless you're a state champ, you know, you got to get off the – when it's 1-0, if you can't get off the bottom, I always think it's hard for you to get a takedown or to do most anything else.
Here's the thing, though, as I explain it, like right here you see it. He just got a 3-point near fall, did Skyler Schmidt. They knew they're not – I mean, he's going to get turned. Schmidt's great on top. Don't go under him. You know, last week in the 152-pound final in Class D, we saw that Zemwa Baptista knew better. He was not going under that guy. You know, that's why he took both up in the second period, because he knew he was going to get turned.
And he was a state champ, Baptista.
Two times.
Yeah.
Three-time finalist.
Back to action here for Central City. Andrew Myers after Dickinson picks up the win to give Central City a 15-6 lead over Battle Creek. For Andrew Myers, he is out there now against Tristan Simmons, a 40-win wrestler for Battle Creek.
8 points now Skyler Schmidt has scored. He just turned him again for three more. And that just, jiminy crickets. Got to find a way to get out of there.
At Grand Island Northwest, Ludwig of Plattsmouth, an 8-0 lead over Phoenix Kalinske of Northwest after one period.
Yeah, and Andrew Myers for Central City does a good job. He got taken down by Tristan Simmons right off the bat, and then he gets a big reversal.
Joel Smith of Hastings just trying to avoid being pinned over here. He just gave up another three near fall, and that's going to be a tech fall. With 1:09 to go in the match, Joel Smith of Hastings will fall 16-1 and an 11-0 start here for Papillion La Vista.
Kind of interesting in that Papillion La Vista Hastings duel, Doug. Unless I missed something, we didn't see Little Louts. They didn't wrestle him here. They chose to wrestle the younger guys.
Well, we started at 13, so Connor can finish at 106.
Yep.
So that's what they've chose to do for now anyway, and Nolan should be coming up for the Hastings High Tigers.
He's walking out.
And we've got a near pin Myers over here for Central City. How about this? He's got Simmons on his back and locked up very well. This would be a big upset. Andrew Myers of Central City. And he will lose it, but he gets the three near fall and a 5-2 lead here for Myers.
I will say you roll around on the mat with a Garfield wrestler at your own peril. They're so good in those crazy, wacky situations.
Cabe Crocker will take the mat for Kearney against Blake Cohen of Grand Island.
And Blake Cohen's a third-place finisher at the state meet, Doug, a week ago. So as you see, I mean, they're going to kind of start marching them out.
After Skyler Schmidt picked up the major decision over Jordan Bober. You are listening to the State High School Wrestling Duels here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. And we will take a break. Be back with more after this.
DeMilico is your one stop for your screen printing, embroidery, and promotional needs. Family reunions, construction companies, and softball teams all look better after a trip to DeMilico and Kearney. Good luck, wrestlers. From DeMilico Sports Fashions, just south of the 2nd Avenue overpass in Kearney. Ryan Trampy, your Channel C dealer, would like to say congratulations to all the area wrestlers and coaches on your hard work making it to state. From Ryan Trampy, your Channel C dealer, seedsmanship at work.
Lincoln Business Travelers, there's actually a way to gain an hour both directions on your next trip. It has nothing to do with time zones and everything to do with flying from the Lincoln Airport. When you fly from Lincoln, you'll gain at least an hour by not driving to Omaha. So when you're checking flights, click nearby cities. You'll find Lincoln airfares can be very competitive. And after all, it's not like you're earning frequent driver miles. Check LNK every time you fly. Lincoln Airport. Fly home, be home.
Doug Duda, Larry Baker back with you at the UNK Health and Sports Center. And the sport of wrestling is crazy. Andrew Myers nearly had the pin for Central City and then ends up getting turned and pinned himself. So Myers falls 2:31, making it 15-12 Central City. And now Jonah Peterson of the Bison is on the mat.
He just got the quick takedown, Doug, up 2-0.
Preston Bussey of Battle Creek, his opponent, Nolan Louts, is on the mat for Hastings against Rhett Dasher. A throwaway, it looks like, here for Papillion La Vista. Just about five matches for him. And it's about all over for Phoenix Kalinske of Grand Island Northwest. He's down 13-0 in the third period. Gabe Crocker and Blake Cohen going in the Kearney-Grand Island duel. Cohen gets the takedown in the first period. Leads 2-0. He'll choose bottom to start the second period.
Yeah.
And we have blood time over there in the Nolan Louts match.
Yeah, Cohen got that takedown right at the end of the period. Just stayed relentless there and was able to get it. And now Crocker's riding awful tough here. There, Cohen does a great job. Nice little knee slide. Gets right to his feet. Now he's got a 3-0 lead. Man, that unanswered takedown, Doug, is so important in the first period. You get that takedown without the escape answer, and now it's 3-0. You can wrestle this thing out. You can give him his escape. everything changes for you when you can get that unanswered takedown.
Nolan Locke's got the first takedown in his match against Rhett Dasher to take the 2-0 lead.
Yeah, the old bully beat him up and made him bleed.
Well, over there for Northwest, Phoenix Kalinske was down 8-0 after the first period, but he's hanging in there. He's not going to win this match, but he's staying alive, and he's going to go the distance with Ethan Ludwig. He's not going to get pinned. He's not going to get tech fouled. It will be a major decision, 13-3.
Yeah, he did a good job. That's just coming back to that. We haven't talked about it since this morning, but Brian Seabrantz will send tough kids out, period, point blank. He will send tough, tough guys out one after another, and it doesn't matter if it's the guy that was in the lineup or the backup or whatever it is.
So Plattsmouth now extends the lead to 16-3 over Grand Island Northwest.
And down there, it's 5-0 now. We get the Blake Cohen gets another takedown over Gabe Crocker. Now he's starting to extend the lead, and now at this point, bonus points is what you're thinking. If you're Grand Island, once you get to that five threshold, winning it moves to bonus points. Without question, that's what you want to see there. We're going to get a caution. Oh, must have been a false start there on the Dasher from Papillion against Nolan Laux. Nolan Laux up 4-0 to start the second period. He's going to be on the bottom.
Back over here in the Kearney-Grand Island duel, it has been Grand Island winning the first two, and Blake Cohen leads Gabe Crocker 7-0 as they go to the third period at 126 pounds. Jonah Peterson trying to get more back points here, 6-0, but now looks like he's been reversed, and he is giving up back points here to Bussey at Battle Creek.
Yeah, he hung on to that just a little bit too long, Doug.
6-5, a five-point move by Bussey, but Peterson still up. Minute 30 to go in the second period for Grand Island Northwest. It's Dylan Kemet on the mat. And he is scoreless early on with Zach Prawl, a 41-win wrestler out of Plattsmouth.
Yeah, Nolan Laux is putting a big high half here. Got a minute 10 right in the center. It'll be the last time maybe he ever wrestles for his dad. Well, it will be, but, I mean, it may end right
there
here.
There it is. There it is, the final match for a Hastings High Tiger and Nolan Laux. He'll wrestle at Hastings College, and he gets the pin in 2 minutes and 59 seconds.
Yeah, he saw him wave up at his mom a little bit. That's meant a lot to that family. You see him and his dad, big embrace right there. What a tremendous job that is for him.
Good weekend, good day for Nolan Laux. And Hastings in their matchup now. In Class A, 11-6, they're on the board, but trailing against Plattsmouth.
Right, and if you're Blake Cohen here, Doug.
I mean Papillion La Vista, excuse me.
If you're Blake Cohen, you got to start getting it going. You need three here. This thing was 5-0 in the second. You've got to extend that to 8 and get that extra point. Extremely important.
He leads Gabe Crocker 7-0 with a minute to go in the match. Crocker's on bottom, so to score, you either cut and take him down or you got to turn him. Brandon Kyle now is on the mat. Excuse me, 5-0, 5-0, 7-0, the team score, 5-0, the score.
Yeah, and Jonah Peterson, as you brought up or mentioned a little bit ago, in an absolute battle over here, 6-5, and he's just about ready to get scored on again. Oh, he could have gone out of bounds, and he wouldn't have got scored on, Doug.
Dylan Kemet over there for Grand Island Northwest. He is trailing 2-0 to Zach Prawl of Plattsmouth as they start the second period, and Prawl will take bottom.
Yeah, and Brandon Kyle with the quick takedown there against Cahill in the Hastings Papillion duel. That's 11-6 over there. Things are going the way Hastings would like them to at this point.
And it's all over here in the Crocker-Cohen match, and Blake Cohen is going to win it by a score of 5-0.
Yeah, so here we go again. Kearney starts this thing in a 10-0 hole, Doug.
So good start here by Grand Island as we move on to 132 pounds, and this should be the final match for Damon Rodriguez of Kearney High.
Yeah, another, and to be, you know, not only the final match for Damon Rodriguez, but this is the final match for a family that's had a lot of matches. You know, I know there will be others, grandkids and that kind of thing coming, but for this family, they've won a lot of matches in the state of Nebraska, and this will be the last one, somewhat of a closing there as well.
Over in Class D in the third place match, Creighton leads North Platte St. Pat's 12-0. They're wrestling at 132. And in the fifth place match, Hemmingford leads Maxwell 24-3, and they're at 152 pounds.
Big takedown there for Damon right off the bat. He's going to cut him. And he's going to go to work on his feet. He's wrestling Zach Kuda. Damon Rodriguez is wrestling Zach Kuda. He's going to get another takedown.
Yeah, this is a young freshman that's going to get schooled.
Yeah, old Kuda. He's but I like that. See that get bang right in on a leg, Doug? He's not going to get beat up by somebody without a fight.
Not afraid to get after it. After a little injury time over there for Zach Prahl of Plattsmouth, he's back to action and gets a 2.5-0 lead now, 2-point takedown here in the second period over Dylan Kemet of Northwest.
Yeah, and Brandon Kyle gets the pin down there, Doug. I don't have the time. I think there was 14 seconds left in the first period. So a big pin down there for the Hastings Tigers.
And that gives him the lead, 12-11 in their duel. And now Damon Rodriguez, he's going to get the pin over Kuda, and he's going to do it in 53 seconds, the final high school match for Damon. And it'll be interesting to see if he wrestles in college. He has yet to make up his mind.
Yeah, what he does, he's definitely got the pedigree. He's got the wrestling in him. I actually think that Damon is a kid that if he continues to wrestle, he's really going to get better and better. He has not peaked yet. You know, the other brothers peaked a little bit. I don't think he has.
Over here in the Central City match, Jonah Peterson continues to lead 7-5 over Preston Bussey. Bussey on bottom, just took a look at the clock. He's got 40 seconds to go. Zach Prahl of Plattsmouth now a 7-0 lead over Dylan Kemet of Northwest. 10 seconds to go in the second period.
And Ethan Fetzler from Papillion La Vista is now wrestling Damian Collins of Hastings. And John Model out for Grand Island against Zane Hamaker. And again, we've said it for the last 2 weeks. Hamaker or Kearney doesn't have the record. There's not a lot of shine on that career, but you better be careful because he's tough.
He has wrestled strong today, although maybe outmatched, and Model's going to come in on the first shot here. Good counter by Hamaker. He gets back to his feet. Model tries to bring him down to the mat, and he will get the two-point takedown. Model, takedown, 24 seconds in.
But even with that Hamaker, just nothing comes easy for somebody wrestling him. He does a great job there wrestling that situation out.
Jonah Pearson will hang on to win for Central City by a score of 7-5. And they take an 18-12 lead in the duel, going to 152 pounds.
I will say this. I know there are no individual awards at this tournament, but Jonah Peterson, by far and away, would get the best mustache in this or last week's tournament, without question, of any entrant.
Damian Collins picking up a takedown here for the Hastings Tigers right before time expires in the first period. He's up 2-0. And Collins will defer his choice. So that means Papillion La Vista's Ethan Fetzler will go bottom. Boy, Fetzler, 31-22.
That is a
ton of matches wrestling through the comeback rounds.
That is a lot of matches. You are exactly right. Look at that. Model's kind of fighting for his life here. Hamaker's got a double over. Awful tough.
Over here in Class B, Plattsmouth continuing to take advantage of the smaller weight classes here for Grand Island Northwest. Zach Prahl up 13-0 with 25 seconds to go, trying to tech fall Dylan Kemet, but he's flattened out, just kind of laying there. He's already given up a point for a stall. For Central City, Tucker Schneider-Hines taking on Austin Hurlbert of Battle Creek.
Boy, and this Hurlbert's a tough kid. He's got Schneider-Hines in a lot of trouble, Doug. 1 minute left. They are directly in the middle of the center. The middle of the center. How about the middle of the mat? The middle of the center is kind of the same thing, I guess.
It would be. Unless you're eating an Oreo cookie, then there'd be the middle of the center of the cream.
Well, that's right.
But he is in trouble. And the UNK men are in trouble. They were up big today and got knocked off by Central Oklahoma, and that'll probably keep them out of a top four in a first-round bye. 74-69 Central Oklahoma. They were up 10 last time I looked. And here's a pin. Schneider-Hines is going to be pinned in a minute and 31. Battle Creek will pick up the victory.
Yeah, Model's going to get the escape over there. He's up or reverse. Well, they give him a reversal, and then Hamaker got the escape. It's going to be 4-2 with a minute and a half left in the second period.
Dylan Kemet is defeated by for Grand Island Northwest, and so now it'll be Carson Sock out there, and this is where they got things going earlier today in their comeback against Scott's Bluff. They won 7 of 8, and of those 7 from Carson Sock on, they were all first period pins.
And Carson Sock just got a pin, Doug. Unbelievable. Murderer's Row, they could call him.
And Sock, the senior, his final match, gets off the mat in 21 seconds to put 6 up there for Northwest. They trail Plattsmouth 20-9, but it's far, far from over.
What is that, the 97 Indians? They don't have anything on these guys.
Hammerker has now tied things up at 4-4 in his match with John Model with a takedown here midway through the second period.
You had a room full of guys like that, you'd win a state championship every year. My goodness.
Jordan Hollingsworth now takes the mat as an underdog for Central City against Connor Kramer of Battle Creek.
Model's got to keep moving here. He got to his feet, but he stopped moving. You've got to keep moving once you get to your feet in those spots.
Damian Collins, still a 2-0 lead here in the second period. He's riding on Ethan Fitzler with just 20 seconds to go in the second. Rides him out. He's in great shape. And now here comes Austin Cooper for Northwest. A near pin, but Andrew Knoll somehow with 38 wins is able to squeak out of there and get the escape, but it's a 5-point move, so it's 5-1.
Yeah, and a big reversal down there for John Model, and he should have had 2 back points, but the official was too busy looking at the table showing the reversal instead of counting the back points. Hamaker's going to get the escape, so it's going to be 6-5 Model. But that was a terrible job by that official. He was staring at the table, giving the reversal. Clearly not a state tournament official. That's a new guy we see here, and we see why.
Wow.
Well, that's a
you
second,
okay there, big
that's
fella?
That's the second time that official's done that. The table will get it. That's why you have an assistant official. Get in position.
Over here for Hastings. It's a 4-0 lead now for Damian Collins as he gets a quick reversal to start the third period after choosing bottom leading Fitzler at Papillion La Vista. And Austin Cooper up 7-2 for Northwest over Andrew Knoll here in the first period. Jordan Hollingsworth of Central City trailing now 4-2 at the end of the first period to Kramer of Battle Creek.
And here we go. Model and Hamaker 6-6 in the third period. Hamaker's got a leg up. He's in great position here, Doug. He's got to keep Model on the mat. I think he'll get 2 here. He's got to keep him on the mat. There's 2.
Hamaker with the lead now, 8-6, a minute 20 to go in the match.
Man, he's tough, Doug.
So after the Rodriguez pin, Hamaker could close it to 1. Grand Island won the first 3. Still a lot of time left, though, in an 8-6 match.
Maybe that's a misprint on his record. We saw it last week. He did it all the way through, comes up a point short or whatever Friday night on getting in.
Well, he's had a good end. Had a good end of the season. Austin Cooper once again trying to lock up a pin over here against Andrew Knoll. He's got him in the middle of the mat.
Boy, he's buried.
But time winding down. 5 seconds. Can Cooper finish it off? Knoll doing all kinds of movement but cannot finish it. It is a 3-point near fall. Cooper now up 12-2 over Knoll.
Yeah, Knoll hasn't, like, literally moved. His legs are still bent. I mean, he's not sure if he was asleep or maybe just needs a break.
Injury timeout over there. And for our Central City match, Jordan Hollingsworth is hanging right in there, but he trails Connor Kramer 7-4.
Hamaker's got a cradle locked up here. He's going to win, Doug, and this puts Kearney right back in it. Rodriguez's pin. If he can get a win here, this makes this duel 10-9 after Grand Island races out to a 10-0 lead.
For Hastings, Damian Collins is going to win 4-0 and keep Hastings ahead of Papillion La Vista in the fifth-place match.
And that was a nice win, Doug. Very, very tough. Oh, a big reversal by Model. We're going to go to overtime. Oh, you might get back points here, Doug. You got back points. Model's going to win
strokes.
The match.
Just two. Hammaker couldn't get out of there in time, and it's going to be 10-8 Model.
Wow. What a great match. Can't say enough about Model's guts, but I'm telling you, Hammaker makes it tough on everybody. Holy cow, that's big. Just as we think that thing's getting ready to go 10-9.
Little six-point swing.
Yep.
So Grand Island with a 13-6 lead. And on the mat now, Colby Pedroza for Hastings against Brendan Cruz, medalist from Papillion La Vista. So a great job there. And this is going to be a big match for Hastings as Pedroza will be a big-time underdog. But off this scramble, Pedroza's going to get a takedown. Cruz came in and lost the leg, and Pedroza takes his momentum down on the edge of the mat, leads 2-0, and I think he's going to get him shoved off the mat here before there's any more wrestling, and that's indeed the case. Trevor Bigelow of Kearney now takes on Chris Doty of Grand Island.
Yeah, and of course, Doty, second place at the state meet last week. They did just tell me that was Model's 100th win. What a way to get it. You'll remember your 100th, and that's a crazy way to get that thing.
No doubt about it. Austin Cooper still in control, and Jordan Hollinsworth has given way after the loss there. So Battle Creek's up 30-18. Hollinsworth has been defeated, so Brad Skoke will take on Spencer Bodie. Skoke, the favorite in this one for Central City.
Yeah, Skoke's a tough kid, awful rough to wrestle, pretty good on his feet, dynamite on top.
Yeah. You're listening to the third and fifth place matches, the trophy matches here of the third annual Nebraska State High School Wrestling Duels here at the UNK Health and Sports Center on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com, along with our producer-engineer Caleb Henry and Larry Baker. I'm Doug Duda. As we take a look around the mats, Class A, fifth place match, it's Hastings 15, Papillion La Vista 11. They're wrestling at 145. Remember, this round started at the 113-pound weight class. In the third place match, Grand Island 13, Kearney 6. They're at the 145 pounds. They're also at 145 in the Class B third place match, West Point Beamer 17, Gretna 12. In the fifth place match, Plattsmouth 20, Grand Island Northwest 9, but Austin Cooper is going to give them some big points here at 152. In the Class C, fifth-place match, Battle Creek 30, Central City 18. They're wrestling at 182. In the third-place match, Valentine 19, Wilbur Claytonia 9. They're at the 152. In Class D, third-place match, Creighton 18, North Platte St. Pat's 10. They're at 145 pounds. And in the fifth-place match, Hemingford 36, Maxwell 3. And they're in the 170-pound match. And give Hemingford credit. They got rolled by Amherst. It didn't seem like they had anybody with a good record out there. And they're going to come back and take fifth.
Yeah, I looked over a little bit ago when this started, and I hadn't paid any attention because we didn't have anybody over there. And I went, holy smokes, Hemingford's still wrestling tonight.
And they're doing a good job. So let's catch you up to date on what's going on the mats. Brad Skoke has now taken a 5-0 lead after one period of Bodie of Battle Creek. Over on the Northwest match, we have blood time again, but it is a 14-4 lead for Austin Cooper in the second period. For Hastings, Colby Pedroza, he's hanging in there with Brendan Cruz. In fact, more than hanging in there, he's leading 2-1 after one period, and Cruz will take bottom in the second. He'll get the escape. We're tied at 2. And the Grand Island Kearney duel, Trevor Bigelow got the early takedown over Chris Doty.
Yeah, and Doty's on top now in the second period. Got both hooks in, trying to get him flattened out. They're going to stalemate it out. But I'll tell you what, in that Hastings Papillion duel, that's big, Doug. Cruz is a state medalist for them from last week. Big-time kid in their lineup as a senior. Pedroza in and out of the lineup, and he's wrestling tough here.
A lot of match to go, but he survived the first 2.5 minutes. Cruz trying to lock up and throw, and there it is. The first time he missed in the first period, and Pedroza took him down. This time Cruz didn't miss. He takes Pedroza straight to his back and gets the pin. In 2 minutes and 49 seconds.
Should have kept my mouth shut.
So, with that pin, Papillion La Vista will regain the lead here in the duel, 17-15.
Got to keep this thing within reach so your six-pounder, your state champ, can end the day for you. That's a good spot for Hastings to be in. They got to keep it close. I think Hugh Trong's probably going to come out next.
Brad Skoke now up 8-0 for Central City. A minute to go in the second period over Bodie of Battle Creek, and he's got him turned again.
If he sits to his butt here, it's over. No, he lost the arm.
Lost the arm, got two near fall, makes it 10-0. Austin Cooper up 14-4. He'll be on top as the third period starts against Knoll of Plattsmouth. Wee Trung out there against little wrestled Tyler Nielsen of Papillion La Vista.
Yeah, and he gets the quick takedown to Trung. And there he goes back with that cradle. Oh, man, he locks that up tough. I mean, he's got it now, Doug. If he can catch that leg, he's going to pin him. He's got that cradle locked up tight. Minute 30 left. There, he just caught the leg. It is tough to pin somebody in a cradle. You've really got to scoot your body away from theirs. See how his bottom knee is actually pushing his body away from him.
And he'll lose that. He'll lose it. He readjusted. He knew he had to get out of there, so he'll get the three-point near fall, and Trung is up 5-0. Yep. Bigelow now gets an escape here to go up 3-0 over Chris Doty. Another big match here where you would think Grand Island would have the advantage.
No question. Doty's the state runner-up from a week ago. Not that Bigelow's a laydown, but there's no question you didn't expect to see yourself down 3-0. Watch Hugh Trung throw a roundhouse here. He's going to lock this cradle up, and he will absolutely smash Tyler Nielsen right in the face. There we go.
For Northwest, Austin Cooper ends up getting a pin over here over Andrew Knoll. He does it in 4:34. Big points for Northwest. They're now down 20-15.
They started their run in the same place they did before. There, Hugh Trung's got the cradle locked up again. Nielsen's riding his bike there with the free leg.
And he's got him in trouble one more time. But one more time, it's going to be tough maybe to pin him out of this.
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's going to be rough to pin him here because your body's holding the one shoulder up.
Chris Doty gets an escape here to start the third period for Grand Island, but he still trails Bigelow 3-1, minute 15 to go on their feet. And now here's Josh Reimers working for Grand Island Northwest as they get this run going again. He's able to get the takedown, but then he is reversed by Trevor Anderson of Plattsmouth. Reimers, record-wise, well, they didn't give a reversal. He's actually able to come back across, and he is at the...
He's going to pin him.
Yeah, he's going to get a pin, it looks like. Reimers got the count. I thought he was going to get reversed, but he was able to stay in control. Leads it 5-0. Chris Doty in on a shot over here for Grand Island, trying to tie Bigelow 3-1. Bigelow circling. Bigelow will get the takedown with 38 seconds to go. He's up 5-1 over Doty.
Yeah, that's a big, big win for them. And Reimers is going to get the pin, Doug. 21-20 now. They lead Plattsmouth.
A pin in 1 minute and 28 seconds.
Hugh Trong, 1 minute, 41 seconds left in the second period. Winner by pin.
Give him the old 219, and Hastings takes the lead back. Back and forth, the Tigers go with Papillion La Vista. They now lead it 21-17, going to 160 pounds.
Boy, Bigelow wrestled really well there. This isn't Doty maybe not wrestling up to his potential or something like that. This is Bigelow went out and took it to him.
And Trevor Bigelow will win it for Kearney over Chris Doty of Grand Island by a score of 5-1, and he turned him, but time was expired.
Yeah, he turned him with a half, and he'd have pinned him right there if there'd have been any more time.
So that'll get three more points on the board. It's Grand Island 13, Kearney 9.
Yeah, Bigelow did a great job there. Noah Carlson for Central City is out against Janlo DeJager.
Brad Skoke won by a pin, so it's 30-24 Battle Creek at 195 pounds. Again, the 106 will be our final match. Right? 106?
Yes, 106 will
but
be the final
match. But didn't take long here. Noah Carlson loses by pin to Jan Lowe DeJager, so it's now 36-24.
And here we go. Logan Luft, a 9-29 seniors out there against Gage Orton, 41-6 junior for Plattsmouth. But Luft just went out and got into that over and under. He's looking for a home run right now. And he just tried to throw it. And he needed to keep walking. He would have been okay. He's going to miss. He just needed to keep walking with his feet, Doug.
And over there for Hastings, Devin Anthony is going to lose by a pin in 58 seconds. So back in the lead, Papillion La Vista.
Yeah, these guys are really going back and forth here. Very competitive duels.
Tim Reese for Grand Island, or Tim Reese for Grand Island, Trey Gruby for Kearney. Another could be toss-up matchup, although Reese's record is definitely better.
Groovy's get in on a leg. He's in a great spot here. He's going to take Reese down.
And Luft is going to get pinned here in a minute and 38 seconds for Grand Island Northwest. A lot of quick matches during this run.
Yeah, there are. Of course, Grand Island Northwest, they don't want to mess around. They made that decision earlier.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's try and catch up with what's going on. Shane Myers is now out there for Central City. And he was taken to his back, but then gets the escape. So Paxton Prawner of Battle Creek, who is a 38-4 senior, is up 4-1 here for Grand Island Northwest. Ty Johnson comes out on the mat with Northwest trailing 26-21. He'll take on a sub-500 junior in Zach Brandt.
Yeah, and you'd like to see Ty Johnson finish his career here today the right way. We know it didn't go for him the way he wanted it to last week, but he could help his team a bunch right here.
Gruby gets the takedown for Kearney, leading Reese 2-0. A minute and a half is gone. For Hastings, they're going to send Brandon Diaz out there against a tough 39-win wrestler in Brandon Sorgenfrey of Papillion La Vista. So this is where the Monarchs can start to make their mark.
That's right. Tim Reese and Trey Gruby are just throwing each other all over the place. I'm not sure what Morrison's mad about. He wants to visit here a little bit with the table. His frustration starting to mount, and I know as a coach, when that starts to happen, you're willing to argue anything. You know, you'll argue the color of the leg bands. You get so upset in some of those situations.
Paxton Prawner now with a takedown. And a reversal, it looks like. 10-4. Yep, takedown. Prawner leading Shane Myers of Central City. And that's the end of the first period. And Ty Johnson has just completed his high school career with a pin in 54 seconds. And that will give Grand Island Northwest the lead, 27-26 over Plattsmouth as they go to 195.
Yeah, and I don't think Plattsmouth's going to send anybody out, Doug. Oh, and neither does Grand Island. So there's nothing there. See, that's one of those deals where if you knew it, you could have finagled it so you had somebody to send, like if you were Grand Island. So it stays like it is. Plattsmouth's open, but Grand Island doesn't send anybody either.
Wow. Wow.
That's one of those deals where if you're paying attention, you can bump somebody or just send a – that's, you know, why you waste so many of them in. So if you get in that situation, you just send anybody out.
Looked like on the program they would have had a guy to send out, but apparently didn't happen. And back over here in the Kearney High Grand Island match, Trey Gruby is now up 5-0, Larry, yeah, over Tim Reese. 5-1 now.
Kearney's kind of caught fire here a little bit, Doug, which is good to see. They just had been a little lethargic through the day, and they've caught fire here.
Brandon Diaz of Hastings trailing Sorgenfrey of Papillion La Vista 4-1 as they start the second period. Sorgenfrey will take bottom. Central City's Shane Myers just kind of getting worked here by the experienced 38-win senior Paxton Prawner of Battle Creek. He is now down 14-5.
Bailey Dishman just got a pin, Doug, over Noah Mensis from Plattsmouth. Grand Island Northwest, this is as incredible of a run here in a two-dual stretch from one weight to the end that you'll ever see.
Their big boys are getting it done. There is no doubt about it. And that will give Grand Island Northwest the victory because they lead by 7 with one match to go. as the heavyweights are out there. So Grand Island Northwest will end up getting the fifth place finish here today, going 2-1.
And I'm going to say there's a couple other draws where they take home a trophy today. They just ended up with York in the first round, who's in the finals, Doug. Otherwise, you know, that's how they ended up on an outside mat. I mean, we kind of wondered, geez, did their season end with a thud? They've done a very good job here. Congratulations to the Vikings. I mean, they've had a great day.
And now a pin, Paxton Prawner in 4-3-56 over Shane Myers of Central City. And that solidifies Battle Creek. They're going to take fifth place in Class C as they head to heavyweight. Don't forget the finals will be coming up next here. Omaha Burke and Millard South in A, Omaha Scud and York in B, David City and O'Neill in C, Amherst and Winside in D, starting at 7 o'clock, and we just had a bunch of scoring.
Yeah, Tim Reese just got taken down by Grooby, and I mean, Grooby's just getting after it.
And Sorgan Fry gets the takedown over Diaz of Hastings. He's now up 8-2, and they will go to the third period with that score.
Blaine, they're not going to send Blaine Pop out. Central City's not. They're going to wrestle Dylan Stewart against Louis DeJager.
Dane Jarros comes out heavyweight now for Grand Island Northwest. And for Jarros, taken down, then he's going to get the reversal big scramble, but he's able to maintain control 2-2. Dylan Stewart out there for Central City against Louis DeJager. That will not end well for Dylan Stewart.
No, DeJager's one tough customer, I'll tell you that.
His final match for the Battle Creek Braves.
Yep. Do we know where he's going on to play football, Doug? Have we heard?
I have my memory. My brain cells leave me.
Oh, yeah. Mine is mush right now. It's
Wayne
like
State, I believe.
Something like, yep. That would
I believe
sense.
Wayne State, obviously, in that area. That's more than a guess, and it looks like he's going to lock Stewart up and get the pin. And that'll end the duel. 101, Stewart will fall, and Central City will fall by a score. Let me see once they post it. Yep, there it is, 48-24, Battle Creek with the win.
Jarros was in a great spot, and he flops around and ended up right on his back, Doug.
Oh, man.
Woo. Got pinned. This thing is going to end up 32-33.
Wow, the pin in 2-11. Jarros in the bad spot, but Grand Island Northwest just enough. Every point counts, and it's shown right there. Northwest 33-32.
And I said win. I apologize. The six-pounders have to go now.
Oh, you're right. You're right. You're right. I forgot as well. We're not done. Although they do have the – it's still done down here in Battle Creek Central City, 48-24.
Oh, Doug, you needed your heavyweight. You needed Jarros to be a little better there. Northwest, I think, is going to lose this duel.
Brian Haynes for Northwest goes up against Plattsmouth's Andrew Nielsen.
Yeah, and I think, looking at this, it's now 8-3 with Grooby and Reese. We've got blood time with Sorgan Fry and Diaz, and Sorgan Fry still has the 11-3 lead. Oh, a big lateral drop for Grooby, but they're going to say he's out of bounds. Just pitched Reese right through the ceiling right there. Holy cow.
And for Andrew Nielsen, he was in the Class B semifinals, got beat last week in the Class B semifinals.
Well, it didn't take long, Doug. Minute 37 left, and in the first period, Nielsen's going to win. Northwest is going to lose 33-38.
Against the freshman Matt Meyer of Grand Island Northwest, so they didn't even send Haynes out there. They had started him earlier, and he won by forfeit. So a little switch around there at the very beginning keys what happens at the end. And so 38-33, Northwest, as you said, falls here in their matchup to Plattsmouth.
Yeah, Grooby did a great job to win there. Kearney has come all the way back. It's 13-12 now. You know, that thing was 10-0. It's 3-12 since this thing opened 10-0.
And over there for Hastings, it's still Brandon Diaz, but he's down 13-4 to Sorgenfrey. So, again, with some blood time, he's just trying to survive and not get pinned in that close duel.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Now Dante Todd's going to wrestle Mason Merritt. Dante Todd from the Islanders was fifth last week. Mason Merritt wrestling for Kearney. Kearney's done a nice job, you know, without Ledesma. And you think about this a little bit, and I'm not sure if Ashton Arentz ended up getting hurt. You know, we only saw him, you know, we didn't see him. I don't know if we saw him at all today, maybe in the first duel is all, but didn't see him, so they were somewhat shorthanded. They've wrestled pretty darn well here today.
And this one is far from over.
Yep, quick takedown for Merritt, 2-0 over Dante Todd. But holding a lead against Dante Todd is not easy. He's a very, very tough wrestler.
26 seconds over here for Brandon Diaz to stay off of his back. And he is taken down to his back. Oh, my. 15 seconds trying to avoid the pin here. He's gonna can't get the job done. It's a four-point move to take it out to 17-5. Trying to get the pin, Brandon Sorgenfrey. Sorgenfrey is going to run out of time. He's going to win, though, by a major decision. But that saves a couple of points there for Hastings. 17-5.
No kidding. He really lit the fire there trying to get that done. Diaz does a nice job making sure that it doesn't happen. Todd and Merritt still 2-0 with Merritt looking really good in the top position.
You're listening to the 2015 State Dual Championships from UNK. Merritt trying to lock something up here for a pin on Dante Todd.
Yeah, he's trying to wrist tilt there, Doug. There's a stroke. There's a no. He gave like 1.5. There's 2. He's going to get 2 back points there for sure. It's going to be 4-0 moving to the second period.
Hastings now trailing Papillion La Vista 27-21 as we come to 182 pounds. And we're done down here, it looks like, on the Class D third place mat, and also will be on the fifth place mat. And the final score will be Hemmingford 45 and Maxwell 25. Hemmingford will take fifth place, and in third place, 40-36. Who was our winner down there, Lair? I'll have to double check. St. Pat's and Creighton.
St. Pat's, I believe. St. Pat's won that.
Creighton was ahead the whole time.
I don't think I'm wrong there. I've never been wrong. I thought I was once, and I found out I wasn't.
Well, while you're wrong, we're going to take a break and be back with more of the State High School Wrestling Duels after this.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit nsaahome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Glad to have you along with us here on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM, Classic Hits, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Omaha Central, a big lead over Kearney High in boys sub-district or boys district semifinal action currently airing on ESPN 1460. Back to action here. Mason Merritt continues to lead Dante Todd of Grand Island. Kearney over Grand Island by a score of 6-0 as they go to the third period. And for Hastings, Dominic Rasmussen, they need a win out of him against 18-22 Blake Anderson of Papillion La Vista. Papillion currently leading 27-21 in this duel. And Rasmussen with a two-point takedown. to go up 2-0. And now to start the second period, here's a reversal. So he's up 4-0 here for Dominic Rasmussen at 182 pounds. And then you've got Travis Hartwig, Connor Wauks, still to wrestle here. We'll end up at 106 for Papillion La Vista. They do not have much in the upper weight classes. In fact, only one registered in Kyle Emmerich, who will be very good at 95. So they don't even have a 220-pounder. Hastings, if they could get a win here by Dominic Rasmussen, would be in very good shape. Now, the 106 isn't a gimme because Dasher of Papillion La Vista has 43 wins. Six to one now. Mason Merritt leads Dante Todd, who got the escape, but Merritt now in on another takedown. That'll make it 8-1 with a minute 20 to go in their match. And Kearney would get the lead here after 160 pounds if Mason Merritt can get the victory. Rasmussen continues to lead 4-0. Our two other matches that are going on right now, Class B third place, West Point Beamer leads Gretna 26-16 at 170 pounds they're wrestling. And it's down to the final matches between Valentine and Wilbur Claytonia for third. Wilbur Claytonia leads Valentine 27-25. And they're wrestling at 220 pounds, where Wilbur Claytonia will have the record advantage. So Valentine must win at least one more match. And Wilbur Claytonia, with bonus points, could take care of it here. Another escape over here for Dante Todd, and in on the shot, Mason Merritt with 30 seconds to go. No points awarded yet. Looks like we're going to have a stalemate. And now Dominic Rasmussen, a reset. He's up 4-0 with 11 seconds to go in period number two. Anderson trying to strip the hands and get free but can't do it. Scramble back over here in the Kearney Grand Island match. Just 15 seconds to go. Dante Todd has to take a shot here. Backs up with 8 seconds to go. And Todd's not going to get anything done. And Mason Merritt of Kearney High is going to defeat Dante Todd of Grand Island by a score of 8-2. And Kearney is now up by a score of 15-13. So it was almost as if Todd didn't want to get taken down and give up the major decision at 10-2 instead of trying to go in and maybe get a shot of his own and get a home run in the last 30 seconds. Dominic Rasmussen still leads for Hastings as he is on top here to start the third period over Blake Anderson. 4-0 the score there. So both of these duels in Class A are going to come down to the wire, and you kind of got to like, again, with where Hastings is at, if Papillion La Vista truly doesn't have anybody at 220 or 285, it's almost a shame, but Hastings will take it.
Yeah, no question they'll take it.
So Kearney now 15-13 over Grand Island. And we move on up to 170 pounds.
And this Grand Island-Kearney duel, I mean, it's going the way we thought it would as far as going to be incredibly close.
Have they sent Billy Thompson out, or are they going to bump him?
My guess is they'll probably bump him.
I think he's being bumped. And Joey Rodriguez will take on Drake Wilkerson. Wilkerson wrestling for the first time today for Kearney.
Yeah. Try to get in these spots and try to steal six somewhere, and it looks like that is what the Islanders are doing. I don't see Billy Thompson. Probably warming up somewhere, maybe in the hallway. Oh, yeah, there he is. He's got his headgear on. He's ready to go.
Back over here, Dominic Rasmussen working the top. He's worked the top most of the second period and most of the third period here. Trying to survive a 4-0 lead over Blake Anderson. He'd really like to turn him, get some bonus points here, and maybe lock this up.
No question, Doug. He could end the thing.
Because Papillion La Vista is still going to have the lead on the scoreboard after this, and then we should have a heck of a match at 195, unless they do the forfeit move. But if you're Papillion La Vista, I think you've got to wrestle the 95-pound match.
Yeah, no, I think so too, Doug.
So if they have to send somebody out first, Hastings might just say, you can have it, you're giving us the next one. And that's the end of the match. Dominic Rasmussen wins it 4-0.
Well, Hastings got somebody headgeared up. I don't see that. Well, here comes somebody maybe for Papillion.
This is all about who has to check in at the table first.
Yeah, because Laux is staring right now. He's waiting to see what happens. And Papillion's staring back at him.
Well, Hastings went in first.
Yep.
Hastings sends in first. Papillion has to send in now.
And I think they're going to, yep, they are going to send somebody out.
Back over here, Kearney Grand Island. No score in the first minute 40 of this match between Joey Rodriguez of the Islanders and Drake Wilkerson of the Bearcats. And now a takedown, just as we say that, for Rodriguez. He's up by a score of 2-0.
Yeah, that was a great slide by. He didn't get it hit the first time, Doug, and he was able to the second.
There is the forfeit at because it went to 30-27. So they do forfeit at 195, but they go to 220, and I think you're going to get the same matchup we would have had at 195 here at 220.
That's exactly right. Sometimes that's how it works out. You try to outwit each other, then you just end up doing it at a different weight.
So they'll go to the 220-pound weight class. Hastings now leads Papillion-La Vista 30-27 with three matches to go. And, oh, my, Papillion-La Vista comes in with a takedown. Kyle Emmerich over Dylan Kroon.
And Emmerich's one of their absolute hammers. Emmerich was a state medalist for him last week, and he's going to get the pin, Doug.
17 seconds, so the forfeit they gave up. See, because we thought maybe we would see Hartwig against Emmerich. And we didn't, and I'm surprised, of course, of the way it went. Maybe they had to take a gamble there.
Right, this would be big for Valentine. Valentine's trailing by two, Doug, and it's 6-6 in the third period, and their wrestler threw the guy to his back and then fell off, and they're going to end up on their feet.
And still a minute and a half. This has been a long match down here at 220 between Hopley and Billings.
It's going to be 9-7 Valentine here. Boy, Valentine didn't come here to get fourth, I can assure you of that.
And now a forfeit, it would appear, at heavyweight for Hastings. Looks like they're going to win by forfeit, and they go up 36-33, and then they send out Connor Laux.
Just to put a big exclamation point on.
I should have this wrote down. Who did Laux lose to in the districts?
I don't have who he lost to in the district.
I got to double check that.
What district were they in?
Reed Dasher, 43-11, is coming out here. So they were in the A4, Lair.
Thank you.
I had that last week, and look at my filing system I have over here. You'll find it before I do. Kearney and Grand Island, Rodriguez leading 2-0 over Wilkerson. Rodriguez has been on bottom here. His choice in the second period, he's not been able to get out, and he's down to the final 10 seconds.
Kinman, Lincoln Southeast.
Okay, that's right.
We could have lied to everybody and said the Papillion guy and had a good suspense.
Yeah, they would have texted. Our phones would have blown up right away.
That's right.
Well, over here in the Kearney-Grand Island match, here's one Grand Island probably figured they were going to win, but Drake Wilkerson will choose bottom to start the third period, and Joey Rodriguez, who had the first period takedown, leads it 2-0.
Yeah, and Rodriguez got to get going. He's just kind of wrestling right behind him. Wilkerson's going to try to roll him. He's trying to hook that wrist and roll.
And Valentine does get the win here at 220 pounds, and so they lead 28-27 going into the heavyweight match.
That's a big one. Oh, Laux has got the takedown. He's got the takedown, but not able to get anything with it. And, of course, it's very important for Laux to get a win here, 36-33. Going to get the tilt. Going to get two strokes out of it. And we're sitting right in the Valentine crew, so if they win, you'll hear them erupt, boy.
There is no doubt about it. There is absolutely no doubt about it. Their heavyweight's getting right after it out there. Jared Fulton is the 18-15 sophomore for Valentine against Riley Homolka, 31-12 sophomore for Wilbur Claytonia. So the winner takes home third place. Back over there at the Kearney match, it's Joey Rodriguez leading Drake Wilkerson. And Wilkerson gets the reversal here in the third period, and we are tied at two.
Yeah, and then just immediately started bleeding. His nose just exploded the minute they got it.
Just a little under a minute remaining in that match. Meantime, Connor Laux has a 4-0 lead at the end of the first period over Reed Dasher. of Papillion-La Vista. The only other match going on, it's West Point Beamer, a 26-20 lead over Gretna for Class B third place. So that one is far from over.
Oh, here we go. The Valentine heavyweight.
Jared Fulton had a leg, he's going to get headlocked and thrown, and then he slips off of it and takes the takedown. Homolka got him a headlocked, and then he lost it as a heavyweight will do. And, of course, there's still the six-pound match to go after the heavyweight.
That's exactly
here.
Right. But, of course, Valentine does have the Kelber boy, who's the reigning state champion, and it would take an awful big effort to beat him. Wilbur does have a very, very good three-pounder, though. Six-pounder, for crying out loud.
Yeah, but Valentine will win that one.
I think so.
So Wilbur Claytonia has to win this heavyweight.
Yes.
They're supposed to. They have to.
Yes.
We're back to wrestling over here. Kearney, Grand Island. Grand Island trailing Kearney 15-13 in the duel. And that six-pounder is going to be a scramble, too, because neither team has, they've got state qualifier, but neither six-pounder, Kearney or Grand Island, is a medalist or a world beater.
That's right.
So it could come down to that six-pounder. And it looks like we're going to go overtime here at 170 between Drake Wilkerson and Joey Rodriguez.
Yeah, Rodriguez.
2-2, a little roll through there at the end, but Rodriguez cannot get out.
Boy, Rodriguez needed to get going there. Look at Morrison urging him on to get going.
So overtime it is, and for Connor Laux, he's now up 6-0. With about 30 seconds now to go in the second period, he got the reversal here in the second.
Yeah, Dasher's giving him a tough time.
Flurry over here between Rodriguez and Wilkerson. Rodriguez in on the takedown, and he has him off the mat. Takedown off the mat, so they'll restart. 44 seconds to go.
He just needs to drop down, right back down on that shot, Doug. It was a nice double. Wilkerson's got to be a little lighter on his feet right there. It's the exact same shot. And that's two.
They call him out of bounds again.
Boy, I tell you. Good thing I don't know his name. I'd say it.
Joey Morrison wants some help from the alternate official over there. And now a restart in the middle. And trouble here for Rodriguez. And Wilkerson might step over and get the takedown here.
17 seconds.
And there it is.
Wow.
Kearney got the win. 4-2.
Took him down twice in that overtime. Right here, yeah, and he's looking and asking Boyer, saying, what's going on? And Boyer's telling him, I can't say anything unless he asks me, because Boyer would have awarded that takedown both times. That's what Boyer just told him, is I can't say anything unless he asks me. Inexperienced official in the center doesn't ask the assistant official. Good night.
And now a pin down here for Connor Laux to finish off his season. He does it in 4 minutes and 39 seconds. And that will end the duel between Hastings and Papillion-La Vista. And Hastings will win the duel here tonight, 42-33, to take fifth. We'll take a break. Be back with more of the State Dual Wrestling Championships right after this.
D-Millico is your one stop for your screen printing, embroidery, and promotional needs. Family reunions, construction companies, and softball teams all look better after a trip to D'Amelico and Kearney. Good luck, wrestlers. From D'Amelico Sports Fashions, just south of the 2nd Avenue overpass in Kearney. This broadcast is made possible by Clipper Publishing. Remember to read about our local athletes' accomplishments in the next issue of the Gibbon Reporter, the Shelton Clipper, and the Wood River Sunbeam, or online at clipperpub.com.
They'll be there to help that commercial job get done. When it's a contractor who needs it done right, they'll be there. If you happen to need landscaping rock, a graveled entrance road, help you with your sand volleyball court, they'll be there. It's one of Kearney's finest businesses, the original Rodfoot Sand and Gravel.
Town and Country Bank. They believe that a bank is more than just a business. It is a vital part of the community. With offices in Ravenna, Pleasanton, Litchfield, or Kearney, Town and Country Bank. Best of luck, wrestlers.
We move on in the Class A third-place match. Doug Duda, Larry Baker with you here on Classic Hits. Billy Thompson They're going to move him up to 182 pounds, and he's going to come out and take Zach Blaschko down of Kearney. So both of those kind of ended up moving up here.
Yeah, and this will be Billy's last match as an Islander. He's going to go on and be a Hastings Bronco. Going to wrestle for Coach Shad Winkle there.
And a cradle hooked up by Thompson.
Yeah, he's not going to mess around. There's the pin.
And a pin to end the career for Billy Thompson of Grand Island. He'll do it in 50 seconds.
Oh, Valentine's heavyweight just absolutely finished a single leg all the way in the air to the back.
And it's over. He'll get the pin. And Valentine will take third in Class C. And they'll send Kelber out there just to put a little cherry on top.
Yes, they will.
Two matches there that probably Wilbur Claytonia should have won in the heavier weights, and Valentine took them both.
Yeah, that Homolka's an awful good wrestler.
So we're down to two duels. They'll have the six-pound match here, though. And up there in Class B, West Point Beamer trying to finish off Gretna at 195 pounds. But Gretna getting ready to maybe get a pin here to close the gap at 195, which they should. Gretna's trailing 30-20, but they get the pin here. They're down four with two matches to go.
And there they got the pin, Doug.
So it's West Point Beamer 30, Gretna 26 in the Class B third place match as they head to 220 pounds. And with Billy Thompson's pin, Grand Island now leads Kearney 19-18. With the 195-pound match, Cameron Schlender of the Bearcats, Gage Grinnell of Grand Island.
Then you got to think this goes Kearney. Then you'd think 220 and heavy, both should probably go Grand Island. And then six is the giant coin flip, right?
You would think so. And here the last two matches, they have bumped the wrestlers up an entire weight class. It's the same matchup. But they have bumped them up. Blaschko and Thompson should have been the 70-pounders. They wrestled at 82. Schlender and Grinnell should have been the 82-pounders, and they're wrestling at 95. And at 95 is where Grand Island has a change, and Paloma's in there for Kearney. So what will they wrestle at 220? They'll probably have Paloma out there, and then Griffith will go heavyweight?
Well, I think so. I would think you got to wrestle Sabota at 220, and then you got to wrestle Blaine Morrow at heavyweight if you're Grand Island.
So maybe Griffith just comes out there and wrestles Sabota.
That's what I would do.
But then you got to forfeit, basically. Then you got to forfeit.
Yeah, that's going to get – I mean, Grand Island has the two hammers to end the thing, you know, with Morrow and Sabota.
So, again, that's a situation. Do you hope to get a win with Aaron Griffith?
It's one of those, who do you think he can beat?
Yeah.
You know, who do you think he can beat?
Well, he cannot go against Blaine Morrow, that's for sure.
I would argue that it might be Blaine Morrow.
I don't know. I don't know. That's a lot of weight.
No, you're exactly right.
That's a lot of weight.
Because Blaine Morrow is a big heavyweight.
I mean, they sent Griffith out against the big kid with not a great record from Hastings. And
it was a fight.
Kid from Hastings was huge, tall, not like Morrow, but you just see how big of a difference that is. You're trading 10 pounds for 60 pounds.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right.
So here, Cameron Schlender got the first period takedown. He's up 2-0 over Grinnell. Grinnell of Grand Island will take bottom here to start the second period. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, Amherst, Central City, Gibbon. Glad to have you along with us on PlatteRiverPreps.com as well. The championship duels will be coming up at 7 o'clock, and we will have those for you to complete our day. We got going this morning at 9 a.m., had the first five sessions, I guess, on ESPN Radio, the last two here on Classic Hits. And we are down to three duels to go. Valentine has already wrapped up their third-place match, although they're going here with Jordan Kelber at 106. And over here for Gretna, they should win this 220-pound match as well with Logan Raddick. And if he can get bonus points, that sets him up for two more matches to go against West Point Beamer.
Yeah, and you've got Gage Grinnell down here. He's not doing much, and I do understand it. Schlender's a pretty good kid, and you can't give up bonus here. If you clearly you want to win, but if you lose here, it's not the end of the day. Again, talking about you're in the driver's seat making Kearney make decisions. You know what I mean? There, you want to keep that, not bonus.
Well, you're thinking Grand Island 25-24 going into the 106-pound match. Two wins for Kearney if they get them. I mean, I'm guessing that's your worst-case scenario right now. And then Blaine Morrow getting 6 points, whether it's a forfeit or a pin.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the shorthanded piece, you know, not having Silva, not having Ledesma has changed this duel entirely, hasn't it?
So we'll see what happens. You still have Paloma, who I guess you could trot out there at heavyweight. That's
see,
only
that's
two.
Did they weigh him in? That's a great call there, Doug. A lot of times if you've got that hurt guy, you'll weigh him in just in case you don't know how it would go. Ledesma, so, I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't think they did. But you could wrestle Paloma from 95 to heavyweight because it's only two, which is insane. I mean, you can't wrestle up 12 pounds, but you could wrestle up 90.
What you do, though, is go out there and tell him to lay on his belly and don't give up six.
Tech fault is better.
Yeah, well, and but because a forfeit is six if you don't send anybody out.
We've got a 2-0 lead here for Cameron Schlender, and Gage Grinnell could not get off his off bottom in the second period. So, to start the third, Schlender takes bottom. Grinnell says, let's just wrestle on our feet. So it's 3-0 Schlender going into the last period. Grinnell active.
Yeah, Grinnell's game all the way around here. Kelber's got a 7-2 lead down there on Wilbur Claytonia. He's going to close that thing completely out.
So it's all up to our 195-pound match. Here's what's happened so far in Class A. The opening round, Grand Island beat Papillion 39-24. Burke beat North 52-17. Kearney over Hastings 48-20. Millard South beat Lincoln Southwest 49-21.
Ooh, and Kelber just got thrown to his back, Doug, and he's stuck.
It won't matter, though. Wilbur Claytonia won't win. They're down seven. Can you imagine this? The freshman state champion against a solid wrestler in Caden Davis from Wilbur Claytonia, but just 26-13, and he pinned him.
And I will tell you, that's Jordan Kelber's first Class C loss of the entire season.
Holy moly. He was up 7-4. It wasn't like he was dominating this match either. And it ends up 34-33, and now you've kind of got that taste in your mouth in the offseason. You're the state champ, but you lost your last match. Yeah, that doesn't happen very often.
Yeah, him and his dad didn't shake hands or anything as he walked by him. Of course, his dad's in his corner. Schlender here with the takedown on Grinnell, up 5-0. He's looking to do anything here to get a turn. But, again, Grinnell's holding serve. If you're Grinnell or Grand Island here, let this thing be three.
Can you imagine if Davis would have got that pin and it would have meant the match?
Oh, my God.
That heavyweight pin, which is going to drive Wilbur Claytonia crazy.
Sure
they shouldn't have lost it, and they definitely shouldn't have got pinned.
No, because I didn't think Homolka would get pinned there without question.
Well, that's the sport.
Yeah.
And Valentine, in a kind of a weird way, if you would have bet that trifecta, you would have hit for a ton of money.
Yeah, that's for sure.
If you'd have said that Valentine won 220, 285, and lost 106, huh, no way.
Well, yeah, because I'm sure Valentine, as you said, assumed they weren't going to lose to Homolka or weren't going to beat Homolka, and that thing was going to come down to six, and then holy cow.
And now Cameron Schlender has completed a 5-0 win, Kearney over Gage Grinnell, Grand Island. So it's 21-19, and let the games begin. Kearney reports in first.
Here goes Sabota.
But this is Paloma. This is Paloma for Kearney. This is not Aaron Griffith. So that means they're going to send Griffith out at heavyweight to take on Blaine
that
Morrow.
That is what I would have done. I don't think Griffith can beat Sabota. Blaine Morrow, I know he went to the state finals, but he's still a first-year wrestler, played basketball. I'm a grinder if I'm Griffith. I think I like the call.
So Alan Sabota, Grand Island, Leo Paloma, and don't give up on this one. I mean, Paloma 25-16, Sabota 25-12. I mean, don't count Paloma out of this one.
Yeah, Sabota got fifth last week at the state meet.
Paloma went 2-2 at state. He was one win away from a medal.
And I didn't think Sabota looked great in that last match.
So we're down to two matches. And the West Point Beamer and Gretna match is tied at 30 after Radic of Gretna takes the 220-pound match by major decision 13-0. So it's 30-30 in the Class B third-place match with two to go. And they'll put their heavyweights out there. And it's 21-19, Kearney leading Grand Island with three matches to go. The 220-pounders are out there now. Paloma's the 95-pounder for Kearney. Swoboda the true 220-pounder for Grand Island.
Yeah, there's not a lot of action here. If you're Sabota, you want to push this pace and, again, make him carry your weight, Doug. You want to pressure here. Make him carry your weight. Gas him out that way.
There have been two pins so far, one for Kearney, Damon Rodriguez, and one for Grand Island and Billy Thompson. So that evens itself out. Kearney's won 6-5, though. But a major decision in there by Skyler Schmidt has them 1 point closer. Everything else has been just a regular decision. 3-3-3-3-3-3.
My mind's slipping here just a little bit. At six, it's straight toss-up, right? We don't have a hammer either side.
Nope, we do not. Aguirre is who you got to figure is going out for Kearney and Urbina for Grand Island.
Yep. Nothing here. They're going to end this first period 0-0.
And as they do, we are going to see the Class B match end up in a pin here for Gretna. So they were down 30-20, and now they're up 36-30 as the 106-pounders come out there, and Gretna might get out of here with a win.
Yeah, the 6-pounder for Beamer is a pretty good kid.
And it looks like we're going to go Paloma and Sabota. And Grand Island will take down, and it's going to be an escape here for Sabota right off the whistle. So they're back on their feet at 220 pounds.
Yeah, and that's, again, where that size is going to be an issue is riding. It's going to be tough. These shots here, he needs to stay with these shots being Sabota. Sabota takes a pretty good shot there. His size and power makes it tough to stop. And right there, Dougie gets the takedown, and he's going to take him to his back. Sabota's in the driver's seat right here.
And here's where you didn't count on 6 points. And this might be enough to do it, and it is. It's a pin in 2:52, and Grand Island knows how big that is. Alan Sabota with the pin in 2:52. It's 25-21 Grand Island. And now Kearney has to win both of the last matches.
Yeah, and I tell you what, Kearney's got a real shot to win this match, Doug. At heavyweight, they're going to wrestle Blaine Morrow here, state runner-up a week ago.
Well, Griffith wrestled Terry Juba Millard South to 1-0. So we'll see what he does here against Morrow.
Very strong.
And Blaine, you got to think, you can look at him, but he's not 285. I don't know what he'd be when he stands on the scale, 250, 260?
Yeah, I don't even know if he's that big, Doug. Not real muscly. He's real flexible. He's kind of hard to finish on. But when you look at Griffith, I mean, he's thick. His thighs are probably the size of your 3-pounder's waist. This is big. Grand Island with a 4-point lead here. Griffith's doing a good job there. I mean, you got a guy that's been second and a guy that's been third out here right now.
Yeah, and over here in this Class B third-place match, the only other one that's going on, and we will recap all of the results before the finals coming up in just a moment. Brought to you by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer seed professional. Pioneer knows more about seeds with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. Get the best for your field this year with Craig Weeches, your Pioneer seed dealer, science with service, delivering success. 25-21, Grand Island leading Kearney. in this third-place match.
See, Morrow's going to push and push and push. Look for Griffith to either create the angle to the outside or look for him to go straight up and through Morrow. Morrow's pushing too much here.
First minute is gone in the match. And again, the 106-pounders are next. So if Morrow wins here, it's over. And the 6-pound doesn't matter. And again, Griffith doesn't need bonus points.
No.
Bonus points actually will mean nothing, because the best that could do is give Kearney a 2-point lead, and you still have to win at 106.
Yeah, Kearney's got to win two here.
So it does not matter. And over here in the Class B match, Medina needs a pin to tie the duel at 36, and then they'll go to criteria, and it looks like he's going to get that pin 30 seconds into the second period. And then, of course, we'll see who wins the duel. I'll tell you what, West Point Beamer is acting like they're going to win the duel. You do not see a lot of jumping up and down over here from Gretna. Uh-oh.
Off the
back, Trevor Favre of Gretna reverses Medina almost to his back.
Wow.
Even though it's 7-2. But, again, doesn't matter. You can get beat 15-0 or 32-17. You just can't get pinned. And he was a whisker away.
That's exactly right. We're going to end this first period with Blaine Morrow and Griffith from Kearney, 0-0, Doug. Lots of pushing. Again, Griffith doing a good job doing the same thing he did against Terry Jube. Keep it close, try to win in a scramble.
So they'll go to the second period. And
question is, will he go under him? Will Griffith go under?
Will Griffith defer if he wins? And Grand Island won the toss, so they'll take down and see what happens here.
Yeah, he's got to get to moving.
Well, Griffith, can he ride him? Jube broke free from him the very first few seconds when they wrestled earlier against Millard South, and that was the only point of the match.
Get tough with a big spiral here. He's going to get out, I think.
Well, breaks it back down to the mat. And Griffith, we about got leverage to turn him.
See, this is what I'm saying. Griffith is really good in these positions, Doug, and Morrow's just not, he just hasn't wrestled in them enough.
What an athlete to be able to play
and be
successful in that many sports.
You're absolutely
right. Especially when wrestling's one of those sports. A lot of technique.
Yeah.
One-on-one.
But watch how he walks and the way his hips are. Very, very flexible, real athletic in that sense, and that helps him so much here in wrestling.
123, a restart as they come off the mat. Again, Griffith trying to ride Morrow out here. Morrow rolls through and gets out. There's the escape.
Yeah.
So they're back on their feet, a minute 15 to go.
And again, there's
Morrow slapped him upside the head, too.
There's that athleticism. A big Granby roll is how he gets out. You don't see that a ton from a heavyweight. You got to be fairly athletic to get that done. The big question is, will Griffith go under him? He went under Jube and didn't get out. I think he has to go under him here.
Off the whistle, quick shot there, or quick, not a shot, but a quick explosion by Morrow.
Yeah, and he's trying to slide by. He's trying to run a Russian or slide by, and he didn't have that underhook tight enough. Griffith's going to drop right down into a leg. Doug, he's going to get the takedown. And I'm telling you, Griffith was close to turning him. Morrow's Houdini. You know, we saw that several times against Pasillo as well.
So it's 2-1. Now Griffith doesn't have to go down if he doesn't want to.
No, that's a huge takedown.
But there's the escape. Morrow gets the escape, ties it at 2. Morrow takes a shot.
Griffith's going to take him down, I think.
And Griffith gets the takedown on the edge of the mat again. So it's 4-2, short time, under 10 seconds. And now Griffith's just going to set there. And they will blow it dead.
This is what I was saying, Doug. This is why I liked the Griffith against Morrow matchup, is I don't think Morrow can stay with him. You know, you're just saying that he's just, you know, it's a heavyweight versus a more athletic 220, and the more athletic 220 is just outmaneuvering him.
Well, I also didn't think I would see Sabota get a win by pin.
Yeah, no question. I agree with that.
So the finals are coming up next. here on Classic Hits, KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island. The period comes to an end, and Griffith has that 4-2 lead, and he's going to take bottom here on Blaine Morrow. And now it's not even so much a matter of getting out. It's just not getting turned, and he does get out right away. So Griffith is up 5-2.
Yeah, Morrow's got to get a takedown, and if he takes another bad shot, he's going to get taken down.
And there it is. Griffith was the takedown. Morrow, I think, panicking a little bit.
No question. And that's that inexperience we talked about.
Great job here by Aaron Griffith. He's really wrestled well. Really all season long, obviously. But
yeah, no question. But he's had a great day today, Doug. Now he's bleeding.
Yeah. During the exchange earlier, he kind of was shaking his hand and flicking the news. So he kind of thought there was some problems going on there. And over here in the Gretna duel, could not get the pin for West Point Beamer, so Gretna is going to win the duel 36-33 to take third place home in Class B. We've got the blood time, and we've still got a duel on our hands here between Kearney and Grand Island. Doesn't get any better in the Tri-Cities. Let's take a break. We'll be back with more from the state duels right after this.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Back here after the blood time, and Aaron Griffith has taken Blaine Morrow to his back, Larry.
And that's a pin. It ended up in kind of a wild little scramble, and it happened the way this happens with heavyweights. Blaine Morrow kind of stumbled, and Griffith stayed in good position, turned him right to his back and pinned him.
Now again, it's a great win for Griffith, and it's a tough loss for Morrow, but the pin doesn't mean anything. The win does. Because whether it was behind by one or ahead by two, the winner of the 106-pound match determines the winner of the duel.
That is exactly right. All going to come down to this. Who gets third and who gets fourth? These two teams for 100 years
doesn't
have been
matter.
Showing
it's Kearney
out.
And Grand Island. That's if this right. was for 31st and 32nd in A, it would mean something.
That's exactly what I was starting to say. They've been doing this for 100 years, and it doesn't matter what the place is. Trust me.
So here we go. A couple of middle-of-the-road 106-pounders. Winning records are going to go out there, but not major winning records. So how will it play out here between Urbina and Aguirre, Grand Island and Kearney?
Yeah, you said you got one coach from Mitchell. Well, one
excuse
coach
me, Christian Dakin goes out for Kearney.
Yeah, and he wrestled well earlier this morning. I mean, this is as toss-uppy as you get.
The winner of this wins the duel. Dakin, 19-7. And for Urbina, he's now 17-17. The winner wins it all. 30 seconds in, no points as they tear up the outside mats here, getting ready for the championship. A lot of rolling around going on out there.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And in this one, I would expect to see that. And can you believe it? These two kids have not wrestled all year, Doug. They have not wrestled each other.
Well, I think Dakin probably didn't see a lot of varsity time here.
Right.
A lot of JV time. Dakin in on a shot, but Urbina able to get up and get off the mat.
No points. Wow. That's a great scramble. Yeah, there he's in again, is Dakin.
This is really deep.
Urbina's got a good whizzer. Urbina's got to be a little bit careful with his hips. That was smart with Urbina with Dakin. Urbina had him loaded up to high flyer him there. He didn't want to press in too much or he was going to get launched.
So still scoreless, 40 seconds to go here in the first period. Another shot by Dakin.
Boy, Dakin looks good on his feet, Doug.
Yeah, Urbina sure hasn't done much besides
fight these off, and he fought that one off too with the wizard wrist, and then he dove for a leg and is going to get taken down. He just kind of dove in.
So 2-0 as they go off the mat. Reset, 27 seconds to go in the first period. 106, the final match before we get into the championships. And it decides the duel. We haven't had a whole lot of them come right down to the last match of the day, Larry. And this is Kearney and Grand Island. And here's an escape with 10 seconds to go for Urbina.
Yeah, now one of the most premier matchups team-wise in the whole duel. It's going to come, or in the whole tournament, it's going to come down to the last match. And usually it's the big fellas settling it. And the last match today is the little teeny squirts.
And so we're ready to go to the second period with Christian Dakin of Kearney leading Emerson Urbina of Grand Island 2-1. And Urbina will choose bottom here to start the second period.
Yeah, and he's got to get going. Dakin looked really good on top there after he got the takedown. Again, it's going to be 2-1. Dakin looked good. Dakin's got to get him returned here. Urbina did a great job of coming to his feet there, Doug.
Well, I'll start reading the scores from today, and that means there'll be excitement on the mat. So here we go, because it won't be long till we turn right into the championships. In Class A, here's how it went. First round, Grand Island over Papillion-La Vista, 39-24. Burke beat North, 52-17. Kearney over Hastings, 48-20. And Millard South over Lincoln Southwest, 49-21. In the semifinals, Burke over Grand Island, 33-29. And Millard South over Kearney, 41-215, and there's the escape by Urbina to tie it at 2. In the consolation, Papillion beat Omaha North 48-24. Hastings beat Lincoln Southwest 53-13. In the fifth place match, Hastings over Papillion-La Vista 42-33. This is the third place match. Grand Island Kearney, Millard South, and Omaha Burke will be in the finals. In Class B, Scott beat Plattsmouth in the first round, 42-19. Gretna over Nebraska City, 46-19. York over Northwest, 40-22. West Point Beamer over Scotts Bluff, 46-21. In the semifinals, Scott beat Gretna, 45-23. York over West Point Beamer, 46-19. In the consolation, it was Plattsmouth over Nebraska City, 40-26. And after being down 33-0, Grand Island Northwest got 7 first period pins and rallied to beat Scotts Bluff 41-39. And then in the consolation, Plattsmouth got a big win at heavyweight and beat Northwest 38-33. Third place, Gretna over West Point Beamer 36-33. Scott and York will be in the finals. In Class C, first round, Valentine over East Butler, 45-25. O'Neill over Battle Creek, 51-27. Wilbur Claytonia over Gibbon, 57-16. And David City beat Central City, 59-15. In the consolations, O'Neill beat Valentine, 33-27. And David City over Wilbur Claytonia, 45-21. Larry?
Yeah, and right here we see Dakin back in on another leg. No takedown yet because of the whizzer. Urbina gives the Wizard up 2 points. Dakin, it's 4-2, 20 seconds left in the second period.
In the Class C consolations, it was Central City over Gibbon, 42-33, and Battle Creek beat East Butler, 37-30. In the fifth-place match, Battle Creek over Central City, 48-24. In the third-place match, Valentine over Wilbur Claytonia, 34-33. And O'Neill and David City will battle it out in the C championship. Finally, in Class D, it was Amherst over Hemingford, 78-6. Creighton over Sutherland, 50-27. North Platte St. Pat's over Maxwell, 51-30. And Windside over Friend, 45-29. In the semifinals, Amherst beat Creighton, 51-25. And Windside over St. Pat's, 63-18. In the consolation, Maxwell over Friend, 35-30, and Hemingford over Sutherland, 42-30. In the fifth-place match, Hemingford over Maxwell, 45-25. In the third-place match, North Platte St. Pat's over Creighton, 40-36. Amherst and Windside will battle for the Class D title. We go to the third period, Larry.
Yeah, we go to the third period. Dakin was able to ride Urbina out, and He was warned for stalling, so Dakin has been warned once. It's 4-2 Dakin with Urbina on top, and they were imploring for him, you got to get out. If he makes it 5-2, it makes things awful rough, but he's got to be careful down there not to get turned.
Again, the winner of this match wins the duel, takes home the third-place trophy. It's 27-25 Kearney, but obviously the winner of this gets a minimum of 3 points.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that will decide it. It's a two-point duel. Urbina's looking like he's got the wrist tied up, Doug. And he does. He's got a wing. He's got that kind of seat belt wing. And he's looking to tilt that for two. He kind of let it go, and he went to something else. I think he just should have stayed with it.
Look at the coach's coach out there. 1:10 to go in the match. Dakin leads it 4-2 for Kearney over Urbina Grand Island. He's on bottom. But as Larry said, Urbina trying to turn, but now he's lost it all and coming to his feet, and then off the mat is Dakin.
Yeah, Urbina needs to go back to that wrist tilt. He needs to go back to that seatbelt wrist.
1 minute. 1 minute exactly on the restart. Dakin just trying to crawl. Ooh, Urbina.
It's going spiral right here with the cross claw.
I thought he was going to half Nelson him.
He's running that high half, and then he's going from high half to he can get tilt points here. He's got a crab right in. He needs to duck the other foot under.
Now Dakin's going to try and turn this into a reversal. Can't do it. Urbina gets out of there.
34 seconds.
Urbina's got to start over, though. Everybody that's watching always knows what to do, right?
There, he turned him in at one. No, he just got a one count. Oh, he just needs to go again with it.
20 seconds to go. Now Dakin trying to lay there. He can afford to give up one stall, and he just did. There's a point for stalling with 12 seconds to go. 4-3. Urbina still has to try and turn him.
Yeah, he gave up the wrist. He needed to keep it. He had it.
Time runs out. Kearney wins. Christian Dakin, 4. Emerson Urbina, Grand Island, 3. Kearney, 30. Grand Island 25 over the defending dual champs.
That fourth place finish would be tough to swallow with the way that went.
So 30-25, Kearney will take home the third place plaque, and we will be back with more of the State Dual Wrestling Tournament brought to you by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer Seed Professional, right after this.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud to have lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
No, Mom! It's Josh's turn! I had to take it out the last time!
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
High school wrestling, including the 2015 state duels, brought to you by your Pioneer seed professional, Craig Weeches. Where can growers turn for the latest weather, market updates, and agronomy information to help get the most out of every acre? Well, it's easy. Go to pioneer.com and your mobile pioneer.com on your smartphone. The great seeds to success for a better yield start with Pioneer and Craig Weeches. They are preparing now for the 2015 state dual championships. 4 more state champions will be crowned here today in high school wrestling for the third consecutive year. It is Omaha Burke and Millard South in A. Omaha Scutt will be in action in Class B against York. In Class E, it's going to be a great one. O'Neill and David City. And in Class D, Amherst will be taking on Windside. We're going to take a short break, regroup, get all of our stats in order. They are going to award the third-place trophies here to the teams, so there will be a short break. Kearney High boys beaten today at Omaha Central, 60-28 was the final there in that A2 semifinal. We've got more basketball coming your way on Monday and Tuesday here on Classic Hits. Monday, Grand Island Central Catholic Gothenburg. Tuesday, Kennesaw Amherst. On the Breeze 94.5 Monday, Ravenna Hastings St. Cecilia. Tuesday, Wilcox Hildreth will take on Riverside. And, of course, we'll be following a ton of girls' teams at the state tournament on our network of stations, including Kearney High. Here is what they're going to do. Kearney will play Lincoln Northeast Thursday at 8:45 at Pinnacle Bank. In B, it's Hastings taking on Norris at 8:45 at the Sports Center. In C1 at the Sports Center, 9 a.m., Minden and Pierce, 3:45, Kearney Catholic and Shadron. In Class C1 at Lincoln North Star, St. Cecilia will play North Platte St. Pat's at 7, followed by Sutton and Freeman at 8:45. D1 at Lincoln Southwest, Blue Hill will play Fullerton at 3:45 in the afternoon. And in the girls' D2 tournament at Lincoln Southwest, Giltner Sandhills Thedford at 7. And then Hampton and Why Not play at 8:45. You've been listening to the State Dual Wrestling Championships. All that's left, the finals. And they're coming up next here on Classic Hits.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Call New West Sports Medicine today at 308-865-2570 to schedule your appointment. That's 308-865-2570.
The proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.